Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Of the Jamel Sanders Show. First of all, can you believe it is November? We are fastly approaching the end of 2022, and I hope that you are finishing strong, that you're on track with your goals and your vision and what it is that you want to accomplish in the remaining days of this year. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your life and schedule to join us here for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. The last few weeks have been very hectic, but I'm so glad to be back with you and to have another opportunity to share the message of empowerment with people around the world. I believe you're going to get a lot out of this episode, so I hope that you'll stay tuned, that you will get you a cup of tea and just pull up a chair, get a journal, and just be ready, because you're going to get some insights that I believe are going to help you take your life to the next level. I want to pause and say hello to our global audience all around the world. It's always exciting as we look at the metrics and we see that new nations, new countries, new territories are being tuning in and hearing about this podcast. So thank you so much. I want to say hello to my Apple family. You all have been with me so long. Thank you for continuing to support, the Jamel Sanders Show. We're excited. We're working on some things for Apple Podcasts, and I'll be sharing that with you really soon. So definitely stay tuned. Hello to my Stitcher family. Thank you so much for continuing to listen and be a part of this platform. I really appreciate you. Hello to my Spotify family. You know, Spotify has been amazing. As we look at the numbers, the growth, the analytics, the data is just unbelievable. And I thank all of you that continue to listen on the Spotify platform. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to serve you through this podcast. Hello to my iHeartRadio family. Anybody that knows me knows I love iHeartRadio. So I'm so excited that we're on the platform and that you get to be a part of this podcast as well. Hello to my family. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this show. Hello to my Amazon Music family and Audible family. So wherever you're listening, and there are other platforms, but those are some of the main platforms, wherever you're listening to this podcast, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you and to do life with you. The Jamel Sanders Podcast was created more than a decade ago with one intention, and that was to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week through intriguing conversations, inspiring guests, and insightful strategies and tools, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. That's what we've always been about, and that's what this platform will always be about. So thank you. I would love to connect with you beyond this show. You can reach out to me through my website, www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. There you will find a hub of empowerment resources. You'll find out about more about me and the work I'm doing around the world. You'll find out more about media and press coverage and writing and different things I've done. You'll find my books. You'll find out more about this podcast and more all there on the website. You also can sign up for my empowerment newsletter right there on the homepage, and we will get you added to the list. as well as my social media handles are there, I believe, with the exception of TikTok, which I believe is official Jamel Sanders. But other than that, all of it is there. I am active on social, and it would be great to hear from you and to know how the message of empowerment is resonating with you in your life. I have written a lot of books, so I won't even go into all of that, but I'm going to recommend one to you in a moment. But, of course, beyond this show, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, a global management consulting advisory firm. I work with leaders, entrepreneurs, leaders in government and around the world, and empower them with tools, solutions, strategies, insights, to help them lead change in the world. And so, like I said, my clients range from those in government and business, leaders, entrepreneurs, and I founded JSI more than a decade ago to empower individuals to fulfill purpose, realize potential, and make a meaningful contribution and impact on the world. And so JSI was founded to bring solutions to global problems. And so I have the distinct privilege of working with leaders all around the globe and advising them, consulting them, and giving them insights and tools so that they can lead change globally. That's what we need. The world needs leadership, and that's what this organization is all about. So you can find out more about me, webinars, programs, masterminds, seminars, symposiums, live events, all of that stuff you can find out more about at JamelSanders.com. And finally, before we take a real quick break, I would encourage you to check out the website. I've written 10 books, so I can't tell you about every book, but I would like to recommend one to you today. That is the latest book, which is number 10, and it is Next, and it is The Emergence of the History Shapers. We're in a moment of profound change in the world. A couple of years ago, I had a prophetic vision that floored me. As somebody that has studied finance and business and economics, it didn't make sense to me. I saw industries collapsing. I saw markets that became non-existent and were no longer there, and it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me at the time. I wrote some things down and put it away, and a few weeks later, COVID-19 shut the entire world down, and I realized what this vision was about. And immediately, my phone rung, my email box blew up. I was inundated with requests from leaders saying, please help. I've never been in an environment like this. I don't know what to do. What should I do? And so I began to give strategy and solutions for leaders. But in the meantime, I was also writing this book because the world as we once knew it no longer exists. This is a new reality. This is a new era. And if you try to bring old strategies into a new day, you're going to be frustrated in your leadership. And so I wrote this book because I wanted to empower leaders to navigate seasons of uncertainty and crises and change. This is a book about crisis management and crisis leadership. I call Next the Blueprint for Transformational Leadership and an essential guide for visionary leadership in the 21st century. What the world needs now is not more motivation and inspiration, not more fluff and hype. We need visionary leaders, those that can see a day that is not yet born to time. And so I encourage you to read this book because I go into how to navigate crises. I go into the DNA and characteristics of game changers and those that shape history. I talk about the industries that are non-existent and those industries that will be essential for a new era, what skills you should have, what's essential for your career path if you're a college, high school freshman. Get this book. If you're a high school junior, get this book. If you're a senior graduating and don't know what you want to do with your life next, read this book. If you're a college freshman, unsure of your major, get this book. If you're in a career change or transition, you should get this book. I'm telling you where I see industries going, what's going to happen over the next 20 years, and how to best position yourself to be in the right posture, to take advantage of the opportunities of this era. So again, the book is Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. You can get the book Amazon, Kindle Nook, and most major book distributors have access to it. I believe it's going to be a great benefit to your life, and it's going to bless your life in a profound way. So what I want to do, I'm going to take a very quick break and jump back into the show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back. So we've been in the middle of an incredible series here entitled Sync, Aligning Your Life for Greatness, and I hope you've gotten some benefit out of it. I'm trying to share some tools and solutions that I believe can help you take your life to the next level. But before I do that, I have one very small ask of you with this podcast. Many of you have been listening for more than a decade. Some of you are first-time listeners or new listeners. Nevertheless, if you have gotten any value out of this podcast whatsoever, I want you to do me a favor. Go to the Apple app or the Spotify app and leave a review. I want you to leave an honest review about the show, what you like about it, how it's benefited you. If you don't like it, that's okay, too. But I want you to leave an honest review about the Jamel Sanders podcast. Why is that important? It gives us the opportunity to expose the message to more people. They can find out about us. They can see what you're getting out of the podcast and if this might be a good fit for them. And then secondly, it helps in terms of data and analytics so that we can get greater visibility and reach more people through the platform. So thank you in advance for taking the time to do that. You're helping us in a major way, and I do appreciate that in advance. So as I was saying, we're in the middle of a series called Sync, Aligning Your Life for Greatness. And let me tell you how this came about. About a month and a half ago, so maybe 2 months ago now, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, and I was talking about my Clarity Detox. I did a 30-day Clarity Detox and kind of really pulled away from some things in social media and other areas and just focused on some clarity in my life. I know we were getting close to the third quarter at that time, and there were a lot of goals I had accomplished, and there were some key things that I needed to focus on for the remainder of 2022. And so I just kind of silenced everything, and this Clarity Detox just absolutely revolutionized my life in a major way. And they were telling me they can see the difference. They can tell that something drastically had changed in that 30-day period. And from that conversation, we began to talk about the power of alignment. And I'm telling you, from there, I just began to write so much content around alignment, and people began to reach out to me and say, this is so on point. This is so timely for where I am in my life. And so I knew it was important. I knew it was necessary for where so many people were in their lives. And from there, I said, you know what, I should just do a series around alignment. Now, honestly, I had a little four-part chart, and I said, I'm going to just dissect these few pieces and be done. But here we are going into part five of this series, and I still have another pillar that we haven't covered. So just bear with me. I really thought on the last episode that I would finish this particular point, but I didn't finish it. So we're going to jump back into that point today. And what we were talking about in the last episode, we were talking about the importance of understanding your why in life. You know, we hear a lot of people these days talking about the why, but we don't really get into the framework and the intricacies of why that is so important. And so I thought it would be good to devote some time to that today. First of all, if you've ever listened to this podcast, you've heard me say this before, but where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraints and run wild. As I talk with leaders in government and around the world, I tell them we don't have a drug problem, we don't have a gang problem, we don't have a prostitution problem. What we really have is a generation of people that have no vision for their lives. And as I look around the world today, it is very disheartening to see the number of people that go through life every single day without a sense of vision or mission. I watch people scroll social media for hours. I watch people that are obsessed with everybody else's timeline, but totally disconnected from their own lives and what they were put on this earth to do. And so when I started this podcast many years ago, I knew that I wanted to have a major thrust and emphasis on the importance of vision and purpose. And at the time, it was very different from what everybody else was talking about, because people were saying, you know, just find your passion, follow your passion, do what you love. And my message was very different. It was about finding your place of assignment and really doing what you were put on this planet to do. You know, in all honesty, there's a lot of things that we may like to do or elect to do, but there's one thing that you have been engineered to do. And I know that the level of fulfillment and satisfaction that you desire to see in your life is a direct result of you aligning with that life purpose and mission. And so I like to say it this way. Your why is the thing that ignites your fire. It is the thing that lights your fire. I don't know what that is for you. It may be in the world of engineering. It may be in science or technology. It may be in education. It may be in business or finance or economics. It may be in the role of a missionary or philanthropist or ministry. It could be in leadership, whatever, a writing, a poetry, the arts, whatever that thing is for you. I want you to find that thing, and I want you to devote yourself tirelessly to the accomplishment of that thing. I don't know what your assignment is. I know that my assignment in the world is to unlock human potential and to empower individuals to be who they were created and destined to be. And so whether that is speaking to a group of executives or consulting with world leaders in government, or whether it's hosting a podcast that reaches around the globe, my assignment is in helping humanity to unlock their greatest potential so that they can ultimately become the greatest expression of who they were created to be. And so I want you to find what that thing is. What is it that ignites you? What is it that sets your soul on fire? What is it that you do that nobody else can do that can serve the world and serve your generation in a profound way? Whatever that thing is, I want you to get busy doing it, and I want you to devote your life to the accomplishment of that thing. You know, many people over the years have asked me for the key to success and, you know, what causes a person to be successful? How have you achieved and done the things that you've done? And when I begin to speak to them, first of all, about the power of purpose and aligning yourself with your assignment, people are like, I've never heard that before. You know, I just heard that you do what you're passionate about or what you like. And I said, you know, that's true in some regards, but what we don't understand is that there is something that you have been put on this earth to do, and nobody can do it like you can do it. You know, there are other things that I could choose to do and focus energy and time on, but I know that my assignment is to help individuals, help humanity to unlock the greatest potential so that they can make a meaningful contribution to the world around them. And so if I go pursue, I don't know, ice hockey or tennis or some other thing that's not really in alignment with that purpose and mission, it may bring me a certain sense of happiness, but it will not bring me real joy or contentment in my life. Both lives are so discombobulated and so, what's the word I'm looking for? Their lives are so miserable. It's because they're not living their life on mission. You have to find the thing that you were put on this planet to do. You know, the scriptures tell us that before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, God knew you, and he had a purpose and a destiny for your life. You're not just here by coincidence or happenstance. You're not just a fixture in this world. I always say you're a force in this universe. And when you find what you were born to do, you can unleash that force and you can express your significance in the world. There's a void that can only be filled in the world through your voice and through your expression. And what I want you to do, what I try to do through this podcast, through every live event, every keynote I give, every time I get to talk with a person, I'm trying to help them find that voice so that they can begin to give expression to the significance that lives on the inside of them. You know, one of the most devastating things in the world is to go to the grave full of potential, full of books that could change the world, ideas that could revolutionize nations, songs that could move humanity, medical cures and breakthroughs that could bring healing to people's lives. The graveyard is a very rich place, and I don't want the graveyard to be a rich place for you. I want you to do what I'm endeavoring to do every day of my life, and that is to exhaust the seed of my potential. I want to rob the grave of greatness. I want to express everything that God put in me from conception and do it at the highest level possible. So I don't know what that is for you. I don't know what your assignment is, but I want you to begin to find the thing that you were put on this earth to do. It is the thing that ignites you. When you find what ignites you, you will find your place of impact. You know, the problem that I have with the culture today is that because we are scrolling social media and we're looking at everybody else's timeline, we're not making the best use of our time. The scriptures say, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We're not numbering our days. We're looking at what everybody else is doing, and I see a lot of mimicking and duplication, but I don't see any originality. And in the absence of originality, you don't really have a voice or impact. We just have a parrot of what somebody else is doing. And so what I want you to do is I want you to find what ignites you so that you can find your place of impact in the world. There's a sphere that you've been assigned to. There's somebody you've been called to reach. There's something you've been called to do in your lifetime and generation. And you won't be fulfilled. You won't experience the level of contentment. You won't experience the level of joy and peace that you truly want to experience until you're doing the thing that I know you were created to do. Your why is not just about what you were born for, and I said this in the last episode. Your why has everything to do with what you are built for, and I think that is so important. There is something that you have been built. You have been divinely engineered and predestined to do with your life. And so your destiny is God's divine design. And so you have got to find that why, and you've got to get plugged into that why so that you can make the impact that you've been called to make in your life generation. Let's go into this a little deeper. What you are built for speaks to your capacity. Now, I could talk about this. We all come here with unique gifts, talents, abilities within us. The problem is that most of our lives, those things lay dormant in us and they never find expression. And so what happens is we begin to allow, and they mean well, people around us, people in our life, to tell us who they think we are and what they think we should be doing. But we never take the time to consult the manufacturer, the one that created you, the one that downloaded brilliance and genius in you, that wants to help you unlock it and uncover it. And so what you're built for speaks to your capacity, okay? What you are born for speaks to your calling. Now, your capacity deals with what you contain. Your calling deals with what you were created for. And so, you know, I know everybody's like they're trying to find a career, but more than your career, there's a calling for your life. There is a unique destiny that every individual has, and no person's destiny is the same. I always tell people to trust the process and find the path for your life. Write that down. Trust the process and for your life. You know, the danger in this comparison competition culture is that you can easily duplicate the path of somebody else and be totally out of alignment with your assignment. Let me say that again. You can very easily duplicate the path of somebody else and be totally out of alignment with your assignment. I talk to people all the time, and they begin to tell me that this is their vision. And a couple of minutes into the conversation, I can tell that this is not their genuine original vision. This is something that they heard or saw somebody else do, and so they're just going to duplicate what they did and call it their vision. Now, that sounds good, and your vision may have similarities, but as I just said, there is a divine design for your life. And so if you just simply duplicate what somebody else has done, you rob the world of your difference. Write that down. If you simply duplicate what somebody else has done, you rob the world of your difference. The reason that I have been successful in the things that I have done is because I know my difference and I own it. I don't sound like anybody else. I don't talk like anybody else. I have a certain vocabulary. I have a certain language that I speak that resonates with people around the world, not just in the United States, but globally. I don't think like anybody else. My thoughts and ideas have opened up worlds of opportunity and around the world to influence people's lives. You have to find what that unique thing is for you. I know that my passion for leaders and my passion for humanity and to see every person serving the world, using gifts to make a difference in the world is one of the things that makes me so different and unique. But you cannot afford to discount your difference and become a duplicate of somebody else. You got to own that difference. And you got to use it to your advantage and serve the world. As we delve deeper into this, as you uncover your why, you will unravel the wiring of your life. You know, I always ask people when they're talking to me about purpose, and they say, you seem to know so much about destiny and purpose. I begin to ask them, what are you wired for? You know, what I've discovered is that you are purpose-built for your assignment. Write that down. You're purpose-built for your assignment. And when you understand that, you are bent toward a certain direction. So, you know, when I talk to people that are really big into film and the arts and cinematic type of things, as I listen to their lives, I begin to hear the bend in that direction. Some of them as early as 2 to 3 years old, it was there. It was that divine design, that genius and brilliance in them is starting to emerge. And sometimes it emerges, sometimes it gets suppressed, and they move in a different direction and come back to it later in life. But you're wired for something, and you got to find what it is that you're wired for. And part of the reason that many people never discover what they're wired for is because they don't get in the right environment. Your environment will define the expression of your potential. Write that down. Your environment will define the expression of your potential. And so if you're not in the right environment, certain things won't be unlocked in your life. You know, I think that one of the reasons people really want to get next to me or want to spend time with me is because they know that whether we're having a conversation or having lunch or just, you know, having a discussion, when they begin to have a conversation with me, things begin to be unlocked. I talk to people and they say, when I talk to you, something just began to be awakened in me. And I said, that's because my assignment is in the area of empowerment. So when I talk to you, things that have been dormant in you or things that have been waiting for expression and activation begin to be awakened and activated by you having a conversation with me. And so I always say conversations change the seasons of our lives, but a lot of times we're not having the right conversations with the right people, and some of us are so guarded and closed off that we don't invite conversations. Some of the most incredible things and connections and relationships and partnerships have happened in my life through conversations. And so conversations do change the season of our lives, and conversations also connect us with those destined to be a part of our lives. And so you got to find what you're wired for. You got to get in different environments. You got to get around people, as I say, that make your baby leap. People that make the passion and the fire that is in you begin to be stirred and awakened. Those are the kind of people that you got to begin to spend time with. Your why will shape your mission and what matters to you. In all honesty, none of us have the same level of interest or importance in different areas because none of us have the same purpose, destiny, or assignment. And so there are things that matter to you that won't matter to the next person, but those things that matter to you become a clue to your mission and mandate in life. Let me say it again. Those things that matter to you become a clue to your mission and mandate in life. I know from the earliest memories of my life that nations and international things that happen globally have always mattered to me. I didn't always understand why, but those things have always been of top importance to me. Well, now I kind of understand that because of the global impact and reach of what my work is doing around the world. I know that challenges in leadership have always resonated with me. Seeing people move in the direction of their greatest gifts and abilities are things that have always mattered to me. And so you have to figure out those things in your life because I guarantee you the things that move you the most are things that represent your mission and your mandate in life. And so I can't stay there. I can stay there all day, but I have to keep going. Your why will define your priorities. And so when you find out what your why is, it's going to determine what you prioritize in your life, which is why I know a lot of people haven't really found their purpose, because when I talk to a person that is all over the place, you haven't found your purpose. When I discovered my purpose and my assignment, it began to change everything. It changed what I focused on. It changed my relationships. It changed how I spent my time, where my finances and resources were directed, what programs I watch, what I listen to, who I allow into the inner circle of my life. Everything began to change. So when I see people all over the place and doing, becoming a jack of all trades and master of none, it lets me know that they haven't really found that thing in their lives yet. Your why will determine where you invest your time and where you exert your energy. That is so important. Your destiny, in order for it to be fulfilled and accomplished, will require investment and the expenditure of energy. So you got to know where to invest time and expend energy. And you can't waste energy on things that are not going to move you forward and move you closer to the fulfillment of the thing that you were created to do. Your why will bring alignment to your activities. That's very important. So you won't just be doing a bunch of everything. Your why, when you find out your why in life, it will begin to align your activities. So people already know certain things I'm going to say no to, certain things are not going to get on my calendar, certain things are not important to me, certain things I'm not going to give an ounce of my focus, time, energy in any way. They know that because my assignment determines the activities that I engage in and what I pursue on a consistent basis in my life. And so you have to find what that thing is in your life, and you got to give yourself wholeheartedly to it. Your why will disconnect you from everything that divides you from your destiny. Let me say that again. Your why will disconnect you from everything that divides you from your destiny. And so, you know, people are always talking about, you know, haters and all of this different stuff. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but a lot of people are not doing enough in life for anybody to hate. They haven't achieved anything. They're not accomplishing anything. So I don't know exactly what people are hating on you for. But what I do know is that when you find your why, you begin to disconnect from things that divide you from your destiny and your purpose. And even when you find people that are successful or succeeding or the best in the world at what they do, you will never hear them dialoguing and wasting time and energy on who doesn't like them and who's hating on them. It's a waste of energy and time that you could be pouring into something more meaningful and effective in your life. And so I'm not saying to be condescending to anybody, but what I am saying is that you got to choose your battles and you got to choose what you're going to focus on, because whatever you give energy to, you are giving that thing the right to expand in your life. Let me say that again. Whatever you give energy to, you're giving it the right to expand in your life. So people already know there are certain things I don't even talk about. I'm not going to give it energy. I'm not going to give it expression. I'm not going to allow that thing to expand in my life in any way. And so you just got to be very careful about where you're investing your time and your energy. And then you have to understand that your why will direct your days and define your moments. So what are you doing? All of these people say they want to accomplish their destiny. They want to do great things in our time and generation. But what are you doing with your days? What are you doing with your moments? Because those moments add up to hours, days, years, decades, and you want to have something to show for your life. One of the most tragic things that I've seen when people come and talk to me about their lives or change or things they want to do is a person that comes to me and they have nothing to show for where they are in their lives. They have a lot of stories, a lot of excuses, a lot of woe is me, but they haven't really made any progress in their lives. And a lot of times we look outside of ourselves. We want to blame everything and everybody, and we don't want to take responsibility for where we are. And as I always say, you are where you are because you chose to be there. And until you make a different choice, you're going to continue to repeat the same cycles in your life. At some point, you have to break the cycle. You have to make the decision that the discomfort that comes with change is more important to me than my desire to stay comfortable in where I am. And when you get that type of determination on the inside of you, nothing will be able to stop you from moving in the direction of your future. Your why will determine what consumes your life and what you commit to. I want to ask you a question, and it's a question that I always ask myself to see if I'm really making the most of my time, moments, and opportunities. And that is, I ask myself this all the time, what is consuming my life and what am I committed to? If most people are honest, let me tell you what's consuming their life. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Netflix, hanging out with their friends, sleeping in, fun, no purpose, no destiny, nothing of real significance or importance in life. What's consuming you and what are you committed to? You got to commit to your destiny. You got to commit to your growth and development. You got to commit to your maturity. You got to commit to mastery. You got to commit to excellence in your life. You got to hold yourself to a higher standard. I'm not telling you you can't have fun, but your whole life can't be centered around fun. You got to focus. Your focus is the only currency that brings you into your future. Whatever you focus on fuels your life. Whatever you focus on determines your future and your destiny. So you got to make sure that you're focused on the right things. And then your why is the engine that drives the expression of your greatest potential. Let me say that again. Your why is the engine that drives the expression of your greatest potential. So many people romanticize a potential that they will never develop. Let me say that again. So many people romanticize a potential that they will never develop. I hear people all the time talking about their potential, but they're not doing anything with it. Potential that you never convert into capacity is useless and meaningless in your life. You have to move from it to how are you developing your potential? Because without the development of your potential, it will die and it serves absolutely no purpose in your life. Every person comes here with potential. The difference between those that achieve great things and those who live mediocre lives is the cultivation of that potential. And if you don't cultivate your potential, it's going to die. it's not going to produce and yield the return that it was intended to yield. And so your why is what sets your intention and gives your life importance. Your why is also will do a couple of things for you. It will identify your passion. You know, a lot of people are saying just do what you're passionate about. No, you need to find the thing that you are wired for. You need to find the thing that you are built for. And you need to find the thing that you have been created and destined to do with your life. Your why will ignite your purpose. And so when you find your why, you will become obsessed with your purpose. So when you hear people that never talk about purpose or destiny, they're always on to the next idea, and every week they got a new business, a new venture, a new something they're doing, you know they haven't really found their purpose in life. Your purpose will ground you. It will bring a sense of balance, a sense of continuity to your life, a sense of consistency and commitment will take hold of you when you really find that thing. And your why will illuminate your path. It will cause those areas of your life where you've been confused, where there's been a distortion of perception. Those things will begin to become clear to you as you find your purpose. Now, let me conclude this aspect of this series with a few things. Okay, number one, living in sync with your why requires a couple of things. Number one, you have to discover your purpose. What I don't want you to do, I talk to some people that are in what I call the golden years of their life, and they still don't know your purpose. It's not that difficult. It is. Your purpose is always speaking to you. It's calling to you. It's resonating with you. And if you think that from the earliest days of your childhood, that thing has been resonating with you all along. A lot of people just don't slow down enough to listen, or they want to choose a different future than what they were created for. Let me say that again. Some people want to choose a different future than what they were created for, so they're on a million different paths and never getting anywhere. Living in sync with your why will require the unlocking of your potential. Let me say this to you. You will never unlock your potential alone. I always tell people that two is always better than one, and one is not a big enough number to achieve greatness. I know we live in this independent society and generation where everybody is me, myself, and I, and I'm going to be all things to myself and nothing to anybody else. But the reality is that you cannot unlock your potential alone. You need partners, mentors, advisors, people that can pull out of you what is dormant in you that needs to be unlocked. And then you have to steward your gifts. You know, a lot of people have potential. Potential is in seed form. The seed form is the gifts that you contain on the inside. You have to steward those gifts properly. You can't steward a gift. Let me just say this. You cannot steward your gift without concentration. If you're a baker this week and you are a marathon runner next week and you are a swimmer the next week and you are a pilot the week after that, you're not stewarding your gifts. You're all over the place. So you have got to concentrate to steward your gift properly. I don't know what that gift is. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it is, education. Maybe it's business. Maybe it's speaking or leadership or some ministry capacity. Whatever it is, skip well so that you can get developed in it. I always tell people, like, how have you been able to do the things you do? How have you had a podcast this long? How did you get greater communication? You have to steward your gift. You have to keep practicing so that you can get better at it, and your practice will determine your proficiency. And proficiency is the precursor to mastery. Write that down. Proficiency is the precursor to mastery. So you've got to develop your gifts and steward it well. You have to find your genius. Your genius is different from my genius. The genius for Usain Bolt was found on a track. Genius for Martha Stewart was found in a kitchen. Genius for Michael Jordan was found on a basketball court. Whatever your place of genius is, you need to find that place, and you need to begin to operate from that place. And then you have to maximize your potential. It's not enough to unlock it. You got to maximize it. that requires consistency, that requires discipline, that requires coaching and training, that requires mentoring, it requires mastery, it requires more than I have time to go into right now. And then you leave a legacy. So your why is ultimately to get you to your legacy. And legacy is not just what you leave behind. Legacy is the reach of your life as a result of you doing what you were created to do. So your why will determine the fruitfulness and the fulfillment of your days. I don't know what your why is, but I want you to find it, get plugged into it, and I want you to serve the world and your generation in a profound way. I hope you've gotten something out of this today, that it will resonate with you and help you on your journey to realizing your greatest potential. Thank you so much for the opportunity to do life with you. I'll see you again real soon, and be blessed.